It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleff, Ken Laird, Christian Arcan, and a crowd full of people right outside this window behind my back here at Fenway Park. And we are broadcasting from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. Okay, this Jaylen Brown situation has gotten to the point where now I'm starting to question who's the bad guy in all this. Because for a while, a lot of people are saying, you know, Jaylen, if you just would have kept your mouth shut, blah, 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 blah. But now I'm starting to think that you might have a bigger problem. And that problem is this new owner might be cheap.
John Henry is loving every minute of this, by the way. He's like, yes, welcome. Please turn on Chisholm.
Yeah, this is because we don't know. We all admit that we have no idea how this is going to go. We don't know anything really about how this owner spends, what he does. Last season seemed to make a lot of sense. You know, I mean, I know you needed to shed some salary, but it was all understandable. But Jaylen Brown is a star, and Jaylen Brown is obviously somebody that was offered up in trade, and, you know, things didn't work out, but you thought that Brad Stevens would have a great plan B no matter what. There's no way you would put your star out there to dangle.
Well, the only thing with that is, Arcan, this is the fourth time, right, he's been traded or attempted to be traded, so this goes back pre-Chisholm, so you try to trade him for Duran, and Bill Chisholm had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, it goes pre-Stevens, too. I mean, this goes back to
Hawaii.
Goes back to when Danny Ainge was running things. So I think that, yeah, it's just been so common, and there was a bit of a break. I feel like there was like a three-year break where you didn't even hear any rumors. And then, you know, after they won the championship, you didn't hear a lot about that either until the Durant thing popped back up. But, yeah, it's
and you could say Jaylen Brown is not Brad Stevens' guy in the sense that he was Danny Ainge's guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the weird situation that we're in now is that they originally moved for Giannis. That didn't work.
Right.
Then you started hearing a bunch of names that weren't as good as Jaylen Brown being offered up there, and that wasn't any good. There was Jaylen Duren from the Detroit. There's Evan Mobley from the Cavs. A couple other names are thrown out there. There was the Trey Murphy, of course. There was Minnesota, who ended up picking LaMelo Ball over Jaylen Brown. That was a little strange. And now what we're hearing from Shams Charania this morning is that Brad Stevens is willing to trade Jaylen Brown for four first-round picks, which is the dumbest move. I can't believe that. Boy, that pisses me off. Because that means you are going to waste several years of Jason Tatum's prime on a couple drafts that apparently aren't any good. According to Jeff Goodman, who we had on, who, as I said, knows everything about college basketball, he straight up told us these next several drafts aren't there. There's really not going to be a lot of superstars that come out of it. So that's what you're cashing things in for the chance to possibly get somebody who's as good as Jaylen Brown. But when it comes to Jaylen Brown and where his head's at, this has been dug up. This was from a year ago. And Chris Mannix, who we've had on the show many times, He sat down with Jaylen Brown and asked him about how his name constantly is brought up in trade rumors. And Jaylen Brown said this about having him almost seems like every season there's some sort of talk about him being traded for somebody and how he deals with all that. Let's take a listen.
I mean, you've been through a lot in the city, you know, from the very beginning, you know, when they booed the draft pick itself on draft night because they wanted a deal. Every summer, you're in trade rumors. I guess maybe it's more the question of when you think back at these last 6 years or so, how challenging were they to you?
Very, very challenging. Things have not gone my way. I haven't been catered to in a sense, which has made me stronger. It has made me a better player, has driven me. I can complain. But in reality, it made me the best. So I'm grateful for it. Even if it was indirect, I know that wasn't intentional. You know, I don't think, you know, the organization was, it was intentional. But it is what it is. It made me better.
Sounds like you used every bit of that as fuel.
Yeah, and I still am. A lot of stuff has transpired in this organization, and I understood it. I didn't complain. I didn't have an agent call and complain or the way some of these other guys do. I just let it make me better, and it fueled me, and it's still fueling me now.
I love how, like, sports shows think that you won't pay attention unless there's some cool music in the background.
But I wonder if that's aggregated music. You know, we found this clip. Let's put music under it after the fact.
Sure. Unlicensed, royalty free. Unlicensed and royalty free.
Richard's favorite.
Yeah, absolutely is my favorite. But that one was like smooth jazz. And then you've got Jalen talking all smooth. And I was starting to get a little ASMR thing in my headphones here. I'm starting to get like my hair was standing up straight. But no. But
that is interesting, though.
I do like what he said, though. But see, to me, I love that he said that. Like, because that's what you want to hear.
But that's Tracy McGrady reporting that, you know, that he's got a problem deep within the organization, right? That's him saying, I haven't been catered to. A lot of stuff going on in the organization.
Supermax contracts not catering?
Yeah, like, seriously. You know?
Come on.
But you also understand that Supermax contract or not, his name is always thrown out there. And if you're Jaylen Brown, I think it's healthy for you to go, well, I'm going to use that as motivation. I want to prove them wrong. I truly think that all of those rumors of him being traded have made him a better player. I think that last year when he had the shot to show the world how good he was with on his own, where he didn't have to have Jason Tatum, I think that's why he went off. And I love that. Like that, that's how you take something that could affect you negatively and turn it around and turn it into a positive. Pitbull talks about that all the time in his music. Turn that negative into a positive.
Good.
Yeah, and you know what? If anyone's living the Pitbull lifestyle, it's Jalen Brown right now. So good on him.
He is Mr. Worldwide.
He is Mr. Worldwide. Everyone's talking about
it. That song has Neo in it, too.
It doesn't have Neo.
Yeah.
At least you pronounced that one correctly.
Thank you.
There you go. I'm like whale.
Trying to rebuild my cred.
Sure, of course. And the cred is back. You never lost the cred.
Thank
Come on, man.
You.
But it has gotten to an interesting place where I want to know from you guys, and you as well, listening, 617-779-7937. We are at a point now where they're offering 4 picks for Jaylen Brown. Why is that? Is it because, A, the owners are cheap, they want to shed salary, and they don't want to have to pay for that extension? Is it B, because Brad Stevens isn't a very good GM, and he is about to mortgage the future? He's about to blow several good years of Jason Tatum just in order to get some picks to build up, try to get some new players in here. Or is it C, Jaylen Brown has sent a message that no matter what, he doesn't want to play here anymore?
I think it's...
Is there a D? I think those are your three,
well,
right?
I think it's B with an asterisk. I think Brad is a good GM, but he's too good in this case. He wanted to win the Giannis trade and not come out, you know, feeling like a loser because he gave up more than his internal value for his picks in Jaylen Brown. But he needed to get that job done, and he did not do it. Now, this year at the trade deadline, horrible trade for Vucevic. That was partially ownership-driven, and so was the whole year, right, Arkan? So there's some ownership Definitely. Stuff going on. But in this case, if they were willing to trade for Giannis, then they were going to get a second max guy, and they would have had to have given him an extension. So I believe the owners in that case would have been willing to pony up.
Yeah, they would have for Giannis. I think you're right in that sense. I think it's probably A with a little bit of B in the sense that ownership probably told Brad, getting knocked out in the first and second round is not acceptable for two max players. Mm-hmm. This much money, that's way too expensive to be getting knocked out in the first round. So there's new financial constraints he has to operate under, and one of them just so happens to be, okay, well, you got two max guys, that's where all your money's tied up in. And if you can make the team better, because Giannis, the promise of Giannis is it makes the team better, right?
Yes, right.
Giannis is an upgrade from Jaylen Brown.
Giannis, if you, can make if you have the team that, better, you can legit argue that we have
right.
to win a championship.
We'll let you do that, but if you can't do that, then this is too much money we have invested into a first round and out team. And so do something about that and figure it out however you can.
I think you're right. Yeah. Christian, you said it better than I could have. I think that's exactly what's going on. Is they said, if you can get Giannis, great. But if you can't, we're getting rid of him. We don't want to have to spend that kind of money. Get somebody who's less expensive. See if you can solve the problem. Let's see how good of a GM you are. But 4 first-round picks, what are we doing? And if this is Brad and this isn't ownership and Brad completely dropped the ball and Brad had no plan B, do you understand that this is going to go down? If they end up trading Jaylen Brown for 4 first-round picks, that changes everything that I think about Brad Stevens.
That's the end of Tatum's prime. I mean, you said like part of his prime. It's the end of his prime, you know, because then you have to develop the players that you draft. And I think that, you know, splitting up the Jays is kind of traumatizing for Celtics fans anyway. Like, that's a tough thing. But if you're trading him for 4 picks, you're trading him for the future beyond the Jason Tatum era, right? Like, Tatum signed till 2030, I think.
Yep.
So if you 4 first-round picks, count them out, 27, 28, 29, 30, boom, there it is. And then those guys develop, and is Tatum even still here after that?
Well, Danny Green, I don't know if you have the clips, Stiz, and if you don't, I've got the quote here. But Danny Green was on ESPN, and he was saying that unless somebody else is willing to give up another franchise guy for Boston, why would you break up this duo? And that's my whole thing. It's like everybody I've heard isn't as big of a star as Jaylen Brown is. I mean, you're getting pennies on the dollar if you make that trade. But the only thing that's worse than that is getting picks. Like, that's insane. Am I the only one who thinks this?
No, Perk obviously said it very well. We played that clip last hour. He's just blaming Brad. Brad screwed up, right? He's out of his mind. He blew the honest trade. He had no plan B. Now, currently on Kalshi, I know we say Kalshi a lot, but I love
Kalshi. I'm a big fan.
Jaylen Brown's next team, Portland Trail Blazers, 15%. Let's say if he goes to Portland and you get back three players and two picks or something like that. Is that palatable if he goes there for...
What superstar are you getting?
Jeremy Grant?
No.
Scoot Henderson?
No.
Donovan Klingon?
Stop.
And three firsts?
No, stop. Stop.
That's what you're looking at. Portland has no superstar.
Avija's their only real star.
Yeah.
I'd take him maybe, but like I need him and more. I need more than that for it to be palatable.
I know I said this yesterday, but I keep getting these awful feelings of getting rid of Kendrick Perkins for Jeff Green and Anad Kristen.
I haven't thought about the Nad this much in like a long time.
At least the Nad was like a dreamboat.
Yeah.
At least he was like a cover model.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all...
A little up top there. I remember. Yeah.
I can't talk trash on
that. Sure you can. Neither can Ken.
Do you remember when Kendrick Perkins got traded? Do you remember his first photo with the... photo they took with the Thunder? He looked like somebody killed his puppy. He was holding... You can find it. He's holding the basketball, and he looks so sad. God, I remember that.
What about the Chauncey Billups? That's kind of heralded as the worst trade ever, right, in Celtics history?
Pretty bad one.
That's pretty bad. This would be...
Popeye Jones?
This would change people's perception forever of Brad Stevens if he let Jaylen Brown walk for picks.
Brad Stevens, you dropped the ball.
Yes, you did, Kendrick Perkins. You absolutely did. All right, we'll take your call. 617-779-7937. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.